Welcome to Under Construction, Why So's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. Immigration reform might be dead in Washington for now, but some local folks are still on the case. One of those is longtime conservative advocate Carl Ruby. He's part of a new initiative called Welcome Springfield, a takeoff on Welcome Dayton, to work on making that city a more appealing place for immigrants. He says there are a lot of misconceptions about the relationship between immigrants and businesses.
For example, the fact that immigrants are twice as likely to start a business as a native-born American. And if you want to look nationally, companies like older companies like Kraft Foods, Kohl, grocery stores, AT&T, U.S. Steel, were all founded by immigrants. But on a, you know, on a more current basis, Sun Microsystems, Yahoo, Google, eBay are all companies that immigrants started. There's some people who push back on immigration reform because they feel that immigration reform will take jobs away from native-born Americans. And what the research really shows is immigrants provide a complementary form of labor. They provide a type of labor that often a willingness to do jobs that a lot of Americans don't want to do. But by their willingness to do that work, it creates jobs for other Americans. For example, 60% of the milk that is produced in America, it comes from farms that employ immigrant laborers. So while the actual person milking the cow may be an immigrant, someone has to build the facility, someone has to transport the milk, someone has to install the equipment, and all of those jobs tend to go to people who are native-born Americans.
Is there any part of what you're looking at that addresses housing? That's something I've been talking with leaders in Dayton about a lot, is just where are people going to live and how is the housing stock going to be upgraded for the whole population?
There are five different areas where WelcomeSpringfield.org is seeking to provide services. And the five areas are education, access to justice, economic development, health and well-being, and culture and the arts. And we feel that in order to maximize potential that immigrants bring to the state of Ohio, we need to provide services in all five of those areas. And when we talk about economic development, one of the areas is moving people from being renters to homeowners. For example, when I'm talking to Latino people, primarily Latino people, about immigration reform, one thing that I keep hearing is that a lot of undocumented people are sitting on lots of cash that they are afraid to invest. You're not going to invest in a home or a business if you think you might be deported.
And is there anything that's specific to Springfield about this? Why you chose to focus on Springfield? Is it because that's where you live? Or
I'm focusing on Springfield because it's where I live. Also, I think Springfield and the Dayton area can provide a model for the rest of the country. I mean, one aspect of this program, we're working closely with Wright State and wanting to envision ways that we can do research on the economic impact of immigration and on factors that are associated with upward mobility. And I would love to see this region, you know, Springfield and Dayton, kind of establish itself as being among the most progressive regions in the country that are seeking to invite immigrants to join us and to contribute to the economy. Lots of communities like Springfield and Dayton are facing population declines. And here in the state of Ohio, 7 of the 8 major metropolitan areas are losing people. The only one that isn't is Columbus. So I think Springfield and Dayton can serve as role models for some of these other cities if we can figure out how to do it.
That's Carl Ruby, a conservative Christian activist who's starting an effort to make Springfield into an immigrant-friendly city. And this is Under Construction, Why So's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.